This is Ronald from customer support returning your call.
Yes, I was calling because there was a purchase made through your guys' website, and I'm not too sure what who made that purchase, and I was saying if you could help me out to get that refund because I don't believe I had bought anything.
Okay, can I have that zip code, please?
96818.
Say that again.
96818.
Thank you. First and last name.
AUTELE. First name, Puna Olivai.
Won't you mind verifying your shipping address for me?
3215 Alaia-Lima Street, RMB 77, Honolulu. Hawaii.
Thank you. Now, I do see here on the 20th of March where you purchased our height watch and also our earbuds. What can I
Yeah.
do for you on today?
What was that?
What can I do for you on today?
So I thought that was only a purchase of the how much it was. I didn't think it was going to be a membership.
Okay, so on the 20th of March, when you purchased the product was free on a trial. You only paid the shipping and handling of $7.92. And since you did not get in contact with the company before their trial ended, we went ahead and rebilled you the retail price for the product that you have.
What trial is that?
That again.
What trial is that?
What trial now?
I don't believe I signed up for anything though. I thought it was just that's how much it was.
No, ma'am. You purchased it on the trial. It was free on the trial. You only paid the shipping and handling.
So what was the charge for?
That is the retail price of the product that you have since you did not call to counsel before your trial ended.
Okay, is there a way I can get a refund? And 'cause I did not know any of that.
No, ma'am, that charge is valid. That is the retail price for the product that you have.
Well, I am more happy to return the product because I actually don't want it.
Ma'am, we do not accept any returns.
So what am I supposed to do? Because the watch doesn't even work.
Okay. Now, would you be interested for me to reship you a watch, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
Would you be interested for me to reship you a new one?
Not the same kind because it's not even working.
Okay, now I was reshipping a new one out to you. Would you be interested?
No, because now I figured the watch is going to be the same thing. I don't want the same problem. I
It
just want
won't
a
be.
refund.
Well, ma'am, that charge is valid because that is the price for the product that you have. And you're not paying for the watch, ma'am. It's the earbuds.
The
Yes, ma'am.
earbuds didn't work either.
Okay. Well, ma'am, that charge is valid.
How is there someone that can help me get my refund because I'm not satisfied with the product?
Well, ma'am, that charge is valid. That is the retail price for the product that you have.
I understand you're saying that you're repeating the same thing, but is there someone that can help me because I am not satisfied with the product?
No, ma'am.
How is there no if you guys are supposed to satisfy customers?
Well, ma'am, that is the retail price for the product that you have.
Okay, and I'm not happy. I'm not satisfied with the product, so I'm just wanting to do a return and a refund.
And ma'am, like I stated, okay. Well, allow me 1 second, ma'am. Let me see what I can do for you. All right, now would you be interested in the 35% discount towards future products, ma'am?
I'm sorry, what was that?
A 35% discount towards future products.
I don't know what you mean.
35% discount towards future products, would you be interested?
So you're trying to give a 35% discount for something that I'm not satisfied with?
I'm not sure, ma'am. Would you be interested?
No, I just want my refund.
Now, it does look like you're eligible for a 50% discount towards future products.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Would you be interested in a 50% discount towards future products?
Are you asking about the same product? Hello?
Say that again.
Are you asking about the same product?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I'm just wanting my refund and return because I'm not satisfied.
Okay, ma'am. Now we'll go ahead and give you the address for you to return the earbuds and also the watch. Ma'am?
Yes.
Ready for the address?
1 second. Okay.
All right. The address is 105 Serra, Serra.
I'm sorry. What again?
Way. RRA mail.
Okay. 1050 Sarah Way.
178. Minneapolis, California. MILPITAS. California. 95035. All right, ma'am. Now you will return it to the address that I...
You guys should, for the company you guys work for, you guys should be able to do a return label for all the things.
No, ma'am, we do not do return labels.
Well, it's the shipping fee is no cost, so I don't understand why I would have to pay for it.
Yes, ma'am, you will have to pay for it.
No, but the shipping of the things were no cost.
Say that again.
You had told me the shipping fee was no cost, so I don't understand why I would have to pay for shipping.
The shipping fee was no cost when, ma'am?
When you guys had sent, because all I paid for was the product.
I said on the 20th of March, when you purchased the product was free on a trial. You only paid the shipping and handling of $7.92. And since you did not call the company or get in contact with us before your trial ended, we went ahead and rebilled you the retail price for the products that you have. So you're calling to return something. I issued you the return address.
Okay.
We do not pay for shipping, ma'am. In order to return it, you will have to pay for it.
Okay, the address is 1050 Sarah Way, 178. I couldn't hear the street name.
MILPITAS. PITAS.
IS.
Correct.
I'll put this.
Correct. Okay, ma'am, and there will be a $9.95 restocking fee. There will be a $9.95 restocking fee.
What is that?
A restocking fee, ma'am.
For what again?
The products that you have. The products that you're returning, there's a $9.95 restocking fee, ma'am.
For an item that I'm not satisfied with?
Absolutely. You want to return the product, correct?
This whole thing is a scam.
No, ma'am.
Okay, 1050 Sarah Way, 178 Milpitas, California.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, the restocking fee. Do you guys have all my information on your guys' side?
Say that again.
Like, you guys have my information of my card and everything, and you guys had taken it out, like, unwillingly.
Okay, so what can I do for you today, ma'am? I issue you a return address. there will be a $9.95 restocking fee. Anything else I can do for you on today?
So you guys are gonna charge me the
$9.95 restocking fee, yes ma'am.
With my refund?
Yes, ma'am. You should, yes, ma'am. All right, anything else I can do for you on today?
So when will this take place? I mean, happen?
When you ship the product back, ma'am.
Where is it stated that I was on this free trial?
On the web page before purchasing the product and also in the terms and conditions. It was there. Anything else I can do for you?
Speak to a manager.
You're speaking to our supervisor. Now, okay, what the?
I just want to make sure I have this correct. MILPITIS is the city?
Correct. All right, well, thank you for calling customer support.
I don't understand why you were trying to sell me something and give me a discount. That's like a scam, bro. And then you're going to tell me that I can't return it. Now you're telling me I return it with the restocking fee. It does not make sense.